Good day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination podcast for power generation topics. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope that you find our topics both interesting and helpful. There are several ways to get in touch with the show. You can send us an email at powerbytes, that's power, B-Y-T-E-S, all one word, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. But wherever you are, if you're enjoying what you're listening to today, please leave us a five-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It really does help. Today's topic is safety, and it's always on our minds in the world we live in today. Living in the cat culture means that we have a high level of focus on safety. So I went to cat.com, where I was impressed with the number of results I got by just entering the word safety into the search bar. And I found the following quote, and I wanted to share it with you today because I think it really sums up our focus on safety. It reads, "Caterpillar's safety culture extends beyond our internal operations to include the safe operation of our products in the field, as well as the safety and health of all individuals who come into contact with cat products. At Caterpillar, safety transcends everything that we do." Joining me today to highlight some of the safety features on cat gensets is Ryan Bird. Ryan was in the U.S. Navy, where he completed the Navy's nuclear school and then went on to become an electrical engineer. Ryan's been with CAT for 16 years and is currently working on genset control systems. Ryan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Ryan, recently I had the opportunity to stand behind Caterpillar's 3516 genset, and I must say I was impressed by both its size and the amount of power that we're able to extract from that footprint. However, it seems with such power comes a risk to anyone that might be standing near it. That's nearly 3 megawatts of power in a single package. That's a lot of power.
Yes, it is. I've been working around large machines for decades, and so safety is always on my mind. I don't want to have a bad day. So some obvious hazards we see with large machinery include rotating parts and sharp edges. Those are always the most easily recognized, and they tend to be, in some ways, easier to safeguard against because you can see them very directly. But it's the unseen hazards that give me the most concern. That's where more thought needs to be considered, particularly in the design side, and especially when you're looking at electrical fault situation. So we have come up with a couple of solutions in our CAT gensets that help aid in the safety of personnel and just passersby. So a couple of these that come to mind are arc flash energy reducing maintenance mode, and the way we've designed our control panels so they may be removed off package for some of our larger gensets.
Interesting. Can you take us through those one at a time? Let's start with the arc flash energy reducing maintenance mode. That's a mouthful. Can you speak to how that makes the user safer?
Sure. The 2017 edition of NFPA 70 requires that an installation must have a means to reduce arc flash energy, particularly when someone is performing maintenance on a running genset or if they're performing maintenance near a running genset. So the arc flash energy reducing maintenance mode is a feature we offer as standard on most of our Caterpillar generator controllers. What this does is this allows the customer to lower the instantaneous trip setting of our overcurrent protection. Now that's separate from our regular advanced overcurrent protection scheme, which I'm sure is covered in a separate podcast. What this additional feature has is it allows the controller, it programs it to reduce the amount of arc flash energy in the case of a fault or an arc flash incident. The point of this is to help the genset installation meet the NFPA 70 requirements for arc flash energy reduction. It's a very cost-effective feature because it's embedded in the controller. It only requires a little bit of wiring in addition to programming the controller. The wiring is basically adding a switch to enable the mode and a light to indicate that the mode is active. There's no additional relays needed. We don't need to actually go into the breaker itself. No special breakers are even required. And it's the programming is determined after the site performs a full coordination study. This is something that has to be done on site. From a practical standpoint, what all this means is that you can set up a Caterpillar genset controller easily to enable the limit of the arc flash energy in the case of a fault when maintenance needs to be performed near or on a running genset. It's available with both our IVR systems and our CDBR systems, which are our two main voltage regulation systems, although you will have additional wiring required for the CDBR. And voltage regulation is covered in a separate podcast. So if you want to learn more about this arc flash reduction, go ahead and look at the white paper I have on cat.com. Just type arc flash in the search bar and it'll pop right up.
That's interesting. I'm also glad you mentioned the overcurrent protection podcast. That will be released in middle of April. So that's good timing. Thanks, Ryan. I'm interested, too, in that removable control panel. Where did that idea even come from, and how does it keep a user safer?
Well, customers have been asking for this for a while, and really it comes from a need for convenience and safety. So we have our modular controls packaging solution currently on a lot of our larger gensets, and this is pretty much available on the 800 kW through our 4 megawatt packages. Besides allowing the control panel to be mounted on any of the sides of the rear of the package, whether there's a breaker or not, this design also allows for the removal of the control panel completely. All the functions related to the controls are housed inside the control panel, while all the functions related to the generator still remain in the generator housing when the panel is removed. So those functions include voltage regulation, temperature monitoring, your sensing fuses, shore power, that type of thing. The control panel still keeps its most important user interface. This includes the generator controller, all the DC terminal blocks, Cat Connect interface, which you've probably recognized from an earlier podcast. So this modular panel allows the customer to put this control box on a wall or on a stand outside of the package. And remote mounting this panel allows the operator to be away from the breaker or any of the power connections during operation, just giving an extra layer of protection for the operator between the energized equipment and the operator.
So when the customer completely removes that from the package and, say, wall mounts it or maybe even mounts it in the next room, it really does remove them from even the remote possibility of being in harm's way during an event. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. The whole point is we want the user to be as safe as possible away from the higher power connections.
Ryan, it seems apparent that Caterpillar is committed to listening to their users in an effort to make life easier, safer, and more cost effective. Would you agree with that?
I would. You know, Caterpillar has always been committed to safety for both customers and employees. It's our number one priority, and we work to develop products with safety in mind. Regardless of whether there's regulations in place for the local market or not, we want the customers to be safe with our products.
Brian, I really appreciate you being with us today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you for joining us today on Power Bytes. For more information on this or any of our podcasts, contact your local dealer or visit us at cat.com. If you'd like to suggest other topics for the program or have some feedback to share, please, by all means, write us at powerbytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com, or visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. As always, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have a great day.
Well, again,